Welcome to another Take Note podcast, episode 101. My name is Chris Harper. This podcast is a summary of one of our Take Note radio programs, which is heard weekdays on Harvest Family Radio Guam. Every day on that program, we discuss a theme or topic from the Word of God between songs. The podcast version is a 10-minute recap of one of our favorite recent programs, minus the music. Today we want to ask you to take note of Ephesians 6, 1 through 9. Obedience is a theme throughout both Old and New Testament scriptures. Not only obedience to God, but obedience to authorities in life. And our passage of the day starts with obedience. First with children obeying parents, then also with servants obeying masters. It's not just the obedience that's important, but the way in which we obey, the attitude and heart behind our obedience, even in situations where we have very little control and we're at the mercy of others. We'll talk more about this as we approach the topic, Be Obedient, from Ephesians 6, 1 through 9. There are instructions for those under authority in today's passage, but also for those in authority. Everyone, of course, is under the authority of God, and He has the right to demand our obedience. As the author of authority, He often tells us to obey our authorities, and He tells us to do it in a certain way and for certain reasons. We begin this discussion with children here in Ephesians 6, 1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. If children want to do what is right, they should obey their parents. This is God's plan for children. It's what God wants for children. And He says when they do this, they will have long life. This command with promise is a rather unique one. God clearly puts an emphasis on this type of obedience, and He makes it clear how important it will be in any person's life. Things will go well with the obedient one. Life will be extended because of their obedience. But children must not only obey, they're also to honor. This is a particular kind of respect. It means to fix value upon them, to see them as valuable, to revere and to venerate them. It's obvious that some parents fall very short. They're not the kind of parents that God wants. But the fact that they are parents means something. It has value in and of itself. And God makes no exception. He says to obey, and He says to honor. But parents have responsibilities too. God does not leave them out. And here's what He says to fathers, Ephesians 6, 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Fathers can provoke their children to anger in many ways. We can do it through our action or inaction, by our words or by our lack of words, with our attitudes, in our teaching or in our modeling, or in any number of other ways. God says this must not be done. Fathers provoking their children to wrath are doing the wrong thing. We should do the opposite. Fathers should bring them up, modeling and proclaiming the Word of God, taking action and providing instruction that's consistent with Scripture. In essence, fathers are to simply be obedient in regards to child rearing. This is the right thing for us to do. People have responsibilities in other areas of life as well. Ephesians 6, 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. The servants of this day are quite different from servants in our day, and for some very key reasons, particularly in modern societies like our own. But the principle is that anyone under authority should obey that authority despite the circumstances in which we find ourselves, and we should do so with a certain amount of godly fear. There are consequences for not doing so, consequences for our service, but also consequences for our fellowship with God. And so we should have a single heart, not just serving man, but serving Christ, because he's our primary master and our king. And when circumstances get difficult, which they often do, or when obedience gets hard, we look to him and we yield to him, to his will for our obedience, to authorities that he has established. There are definitely some ways, though, that we should not obey. Ephesians 6, 6 and 7. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Don't just do right when the guy in charge is looking. This is wrong, especially for the man who's a disciple of Christ. Because God's eyes see everything, and he's worthy of serving every moment with every breath and with every ounce of energy that we have. It may not seem like this service to an earthly master is of any consequence to eternity, but all service to the Lord is worthwhile. So we must serve him, not men, but him. Men in authority may do right or they may do wrong. God knows this. But God always does right. He's a righteous master. And so serve him in work that's exciting and in work that's mundane, whether we enjoy the work or whether we're just suffering through it. Because here's what we know, Ephesians 6:8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And so, bond or free, God sees what we do. Nothing is overlooked. Hard work, done with the right attitude, with the right level of reverence toward our authorities, not for them, but for Christ, is rewarded. This should be such a wonderful reassurance for God's people, as we serve in all manner of circumstances and in all manner of ways. He sees and he rewards. Well, he sees masters too. Ephesians 6:9 is about them. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Masters are to act in a very similar way, with the same level of character. God does not treat masters in any different way. They have a responsibility too. They're under him, and they must also do right. Be obedient is the theme of our passage today, and so often the theme of God's instruction throughout Scripture. And so I wonder, are we doing so? How often, and with what kind of attitude, in which way? These are questions to ask ourselves and themes to reflect upon today. Well, you've been listening to the Take Note podcast. These few minutes together are brought to you by Harvest Ministries and KHMG on Guam. Our website is khmg.org, khmg.org. And every episode, we ask you to take note of a theme or topic from the Word of God. My name is Chris Harper. Thanks for listening.